You know, when you hear today's scripture, don't you want to say, why didn't you go after the report that came in? You know, don't you think that seems kind of dumb that they didn't go in there? How many think that? This is a test to see if you're listening, right? You know, that's my thought. I mean, it's a land of milk and honey. Has everything they ever wanted. They have gone for so long moving towards it, and they don't. Well, some of them want to go, right? And some of them don't. And I thought, you know what? I really do kind of get that. If you have ever worked with an organization that's going through change, you know exactly what this is like. You have a few people early on that say, yeah, let's go. Then you have a whole bunch that say, no, this is way too risky, don't do it. And then you have this big mass in the middle who's just waiting to see which group will win out, right? And then I thought, you know, it's not just organizations. Sometimes I think I have two people within me. You guys may have seen both of them, I don't know. Anyway, I have this one person that says, let's go for it. I can do this. Together, you know, we can do anything. And then I have this other person that says, better not. What will people say? It's a little too risky to do that. You know, it's like saying, I have this one that says, you may have this too. I can get out of debt. I'll never get out of debt till I'm 102, right? Or you've got the one that says, I can lose weight. And the other one says, I'll never lose weight. If I do, I'll gain it back. That's what, right? I can break this addiction, or, oh no, the addiction just has too big control over me. You know, even with God's help, I might as well just live with it. I'll just settle for where I am. And like the people of Israel, I think that we have the same questions that come up for us in our lives when it comes to our promised land. You know, we can choose to trust in God, believe in God's promises, and we can move towards our promised land and believe that God created us to be a special, unique person, or we can choose not to. We can think things like, well, my marriage is not the best, but at least we're not divorced, right? Or we can say things like, well, maybe I'm not really making enough money, but at least I'm making ends meet. It's good enough, right? You know, God didn't create us to settle for less. But that's what we see the Israelites doing today, right? They settle for less, you know, because God created us to stretch and to excel, and God created us to become that person that only us can become, you know? A few weeks ago, we talked about losing our fire, right? And I think there comes a time in each one of our lives, and I think maybe multiple times, when we lose that fire, you know? A time when at one time we thought, you know, we're just going to get this job, we're going to have this wonderful career, you know, I'm going to pay off my debts, I'm going to overcome whatever the problems are in my life, right? And then life kind of starts working out not quite the way that you thought it would work out, right? And you accept somewhere along the line, and I know you've all done this, well, this is just the way it's going to be. I might as well accept it. This is all it's ever going to be in my life, right? You know, we are people that I think it's pretty easy for us to be comfortable with good enough, right? Why rock the boat when you don't have to, right? But just like the Israelites, I think God is saying to us in the scriptures today that we have wandered long enough. It's time for us, it's time for this church to walk into that promised land, you know, to move forward, you know. Because there are new opportunities, there's new relationships, there's new growth for each one of us. But we have to be willing to take that extra step. We have to be willing to cross that river, just like the Israelites were afraid to do, to go into our promised land. Because you know what? Just because you gave up on your dream, do you think God gave up on that dream for you? You know, God has a plan for your life. The only one that is not won't accomplish it is those who say, well, it would have been nice. It would have been nice if I got to be a doctor. Might have been nice if I would have taken that scholarship. Might have been nice if I went into the ministry when I'm 60. You know, all those things might have been nice, but, you know, when I look at my life, it's been good enough. Maybe you're like me, sometimes you just have these setbacks. You start believing that you're not talented enough, you don't have enough education, you know, you don't have enough money, whatever it might be. And then I have to stop and I have to myself, the same thing I would ask you if you're thinking this way, why are you believing that? If God believes, and God is going to help you accomplish whatever it is you want that you're called to accomplish in your life, and you'll have a dream. I know you all have a dream of something else that you want to do. If God is going to help you, what would God say? Would God say, I'm sorry, Trevor, you're not talented enough? Would God say, Bruno, I'm sorry, you don't have enough money, you can't accomplish it, right? Would God say that to us? I don't think so. So why do we listen to it? You know, when God breathed God's life into you, God breathed a part of God into us. We have God's DNA running through us, you know? So we got to quit getting stuck in this rut that says that we or this church has reached the limits of what we can do, and we have to begin to believe that God has something else for us in our lives, you know? Because after all the miracles that the Israelites saw coming through, they wanted to settle for less and just complain, right? Remember what they said? They said, if only we died in Egypt, right? Why is the Lord taking us in there just to do battle and to die, right? You know, they were such optimists, weren't they? They really were, right? How could they want to go back to Egypt after all God had done in their lives, right? They're right on the edge of the promised land. I think it's because they're tired. Have you ever noticed that? When you're tired, you're more likely to begin to believe you can't go on anymore, right? They were saying, oh, just leave us alone. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm young. I don't feel good. My back is killing me. Whatever it might be, right? I just can't go any further. It's good enough, I suppose. And we could blame the Israelites and say, you know, history would have gone forward a whole lot quicker if they would have just gone into the promised land. But how often do we do the same thing? Don't we do that quite often, you know? We have this big dream, this destiny that God has planted in us, but along the way we start to have opposition and we say, what's the use? I'm never going to accomplish my dream. Anybody out there ever thought these thoughts? Maybe you didn't say them aloud. Do you ever think that? Yeah, you know, I'll never pass that test. I'll never get on that drum line. I'm just going to settle here. It's good enough, right? What I've learned is when you do what you can, God will come and do what you can't. When you do what you can, God will do what you can't. You're not weak. You're not lacking anything. You've been armed with strength for every battle that you go into, because you have to remember that it's God that's walking with you on this trip, right? You know, and you have to learn to dig in and say, I know God didn't take me this far for me to settle here. God has a better future plan for me. God has a bigger dream for me. We deliberately have to become optimistic, and I've hoped to say that I'm not giving up just because something is difficult. Just because I think I can't do it, God thinks you can do it, right? So we got to quit putting down the tent stakes, just like the Israelites did right there on the verge of going across the river. They put down tent stakes. We got to quit doing that when we're just passing through. You're not where you are. When we sing the songs, it's all about God going with us. It doesn't say, I'm going to stay right here and God will help me stay right here, right? The idea is that we're on a journey. We have a particular task that we have a dream that we're going to accomplish, right? And we're on for this, right? The Israelites, I mean, they saw what? God part the sea, the Red Sea. What else did they see? Nothing. God fed manna. The whole time they were in the desert, they got water, right? And all they had to do was one simple thing. Fight when they get on the land that God already told them they're going to win anyway, right? Sometimes God tells us that. We don't believe God, right? But I think the other place where they went wrong is I think they got content. Here's where they settle for good enough. You see, God had fed them and watered them and taken care of them the whole time they've been in the wilderness, right? And so they start thinking, this is where we start thinking the same thing, well, God's taken care of me so far, it's not so bad. Yeah, maybe it could be a little better, but at least I know I'm not going to die, at least right now, you know. So we'll just kind of put our tents up here and we'll just go with the food and the water that God's given us. But the problem with that is God didn't give them that to last the rest of their life. What God was giving was temporary provisions. What God gives us is temporary provisions that help us get to where we're going. But at some point we can't stop and say, it's good enough, we'll be okay here, let's camp by the river, right? As you look at your life, are you in the same place? Are you in the same place? I mean, has God's probably blessed you with a job and maybe good health and a good family, you know, open doors for you. He's protected you the whole time. But these are temporary provisions. These are not where you're meant to stay with your life. You are called to go into the promised land, the land of abundance. You know, God wants to take you somewhere greater than you've ever seen. Know how scripture says it. It says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined the amazing things that God wants to do in your life. My challenge to you is this. Stop settling for less. Good enough is not good enough. Keep stretching. Keep growing. Keep believing. Keep dreaming that dream. Don't let good enough be good enough. Be determined to become everything that God has created you to be. Because you've been living where you are long enough. If you look at your life and you're in the same place as you were 5 years ago, you got to start believing again. You got to start trusting that God won't take you someplace that God can't get you to. So I want you to pull up your stakes, pack up your belongings, start moving forward. That God has in store for you if you just don't settle for good enough. Amen? Yeah, all right.